5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
I see assholes like you every day.
James Brayshaw.
Every day.
Billy Brownless.
This moron number one.
What's happening in the end with the speaking bit?
Put moron number two on the phone.
I think of something. I go to say it, but it doesn't come out.
What the hell is wrong with you two?
Listen to the Rush Hour.
I feel good.
I'm sitting on the couch at 11:15 last night having a wine with Lise, and I said to her, that's an earthquake.
I know.
Just then.
I know.
She said, oh, that happens to me quite regularly.
Oh,
you get that sort of feeling. That's a regular thing for me. Pat, welcome to you. Welcome to Damo in just a sec, coming in talking footy.
Yeah.
Justin Langer back in.
Oh.
We talked to him about the World Test Championship in England coming up next week.
Yep.
And also I see Topics Brownless.
Yes,
which
please.
Worries me on a Monday as I say hello to you.
Epicentre was out at Sunbury.
Sunbury?
It's done $100,000 worth of improvements.
Bang!
Sorry, Sam. Sam, that was one of Sam's great ones.
He did like that one.
He did like that one.
Yes,
no, it moved for me. I was in bed, Jim, and I couldn't believe it. I thought I fell out of bed or something,
Even down in Hobart, they registered.
There's a bit of noise. What about your good self, Rabsy?
I'm just going to assess the situation here at Old Trafford. 35 for 3. We're going to take a break. Back with hopefully some highlights after this.
I'm getting ground.
Jeffrey Robert.
Two up.
He's not going over with you this time, is he?
No, he can't be. Not allowed.
Not allowed.
Not allowed anywhere near an open mic.
JL is, and we'll talk
JL,
to him.
JL, yes, looking forward to that.
Okay, now, we got a new sponsor.
Yes, we do, but not for this segment, but they'll be on board all week. Bunnings Warehouse have jumped on.
So we haven't got a sponsor for...
Rap! For a couple of days this week.
Now on Triple M's Rush Hour.
Time now, but for a wap-a-ba-ba-ba-ba.
It's Billy's All Sports Report. For some great tax time deals and tips, check out the latest Bunnings catalogue in store or online.
Well, maybe for today as well.
Oh, yeah. Hello. Well done, Bunnings. Welcome. The MRO decisions are out, Jimmy, and
we've got a demo coming in.
I know. Three appeals. First one is Carlton challenging Adam Chera. That's the first. Then Luke Parker also for his tackle on Sam Walsh. There's another appeal. And then Freo's Yaya O'Meara is also.
He's calling me Yaya.
Yaya O'Meara. The Hawks have accepted Sicily's one-weeker. What about his game, by the way?
Unbelievable.
Unbelievable.
42, didn't he have?
42 at centre-back.
Ridiculous.
And Damo will tell us about Dane Zorko. There was interesting tackle on the peddler.
Saw that, yep.
Carlton Football Club have accepted the resignation of director Craig Matheson.
What are we doing? We've got Damo in next
Well, he didn't want to do that.
Oh, I see.
I'll tell you what you can't have is not a good look if there's a bit of a Barney going on in the rooms, Jim. That is not good.
If directors are... You've got to jump on that pretty
quick. They have.
Yep.
Rugby league.
Rugby league.
Latrell Mitchell has been ruled out of game one. Latrell Mitchell. He's a star, Jim.
Right, yes.
He's out. And another injury scare. Nathan Cleary is in doubt with a tooth infection.
Oh,
come on, Nath.
You've got to play with a tooth infection.
Surely not. He's a superstar. He'll play with that.
Yep.
Oh, we've got some soccer here. Leicester City, Jim.
I know.
They won the Premiership in 2016.
Oh, what sort of nick is he in?
They have been relegated, Jimmy boy. They have been relegated. They're out, but some very good news here.
Oh, go on.
Lupton Town.
No.
What's it called?
Luton Town.
Luton Town.
Lupton.
Where's the B?
Lupton.
Luton Town, or the town as they like to be called, or the Hatters.
Yeah. Yes. Yep.
What about their through? They reckon it could be worth $322 million to them.
Mm.
Luton Town.
Well, I could maybe add a few seats to the stand.
Have you seen their stand?
10,000 people.
That's all it holds. 10,000 people. But also, there's a gate, and it's surrounded by houses. Two old townhouses they bought, the club bought, and they've made an entry gate.
Yes.
They have. So you walk through the house, you walk through the backyard, and you get into the stadium.
That's how you get in.
Is that it? Is that right?
Basically right,
Exactly. That's what I thought. Sam Kerr's been a star. She scored twice. She has won the Women's Player of the Year. Ange Postecoglou.
Oh, my God. This is the worst start to a show
Ange Postecoglou. has won 5-0. So guess what? They have won the title again over there. He's a star. Have a listen to his speech. This is great stuff by Ange.
We're champions again because of this incredible group of players. Brilliantly led by our skipper, Callum McGregor. Champions again because of this unbelievable group of people working behind the scenes as staff. Outstanding. Champions again because of you. Champions again because I am a lucky man.
Oh, Ange, I like it. Well done. Ange. Hey, that was good. Hey, the Vixens got beaten. Collingwood got beaten. And what about this game in the NBA? Did you see this, Jim?
I saw the result. I didn't see any.
They won 102-100, but they got the two-pointer with 1 second to go, Boston. So now it goes to Boston, game seven. They should win that. They go through the playoffs. Mm. That is unbelievable.
Well, that would mean that the two best teams are in the final, is that right?
Yep. Yeah,
so Denver and Boston. That's what you want.
First time ever a team has come from zip and three down.
In a championship final,
A championship final. That's not bad.
That's good.
And we'll talk about the ICC World Test Championship. Coming up, when is that? You take off Sunday.
Sunday, game starts next Wednesday.
We'll talk to JL about that if we get around to it. We've got other stuff to talk to him about. But there you go. There's a magnificent rap.
What the
marginally.
Hell? What was that?
Very good rap.
Don't reckon
very
it was. Good. Anyway, let's get Damo in and we can straighten things up a touch.
Welcome aboard, Bunnings.
Yeah.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Well, we're going to talk to him about some serious subjects here, Jim. So I want your best,
all right,
best teeth in, please.
After a massive round 11, Damo is in to chat footy.
Wrapping up the weekend of footy.
Get purple in here and discuss footy.
This is Damo's recovery session. For some great tax time deals and tips, check out the latest Bunnings catalogue in store or online.
Welcome, Damo.
Hello, Jim and Bill and Rubsy.
And again, the focus is on the Carlton football.
Yeah, this is new layers. New layers to it each week, aren't there? And this one's an off-field one as much as it is an on-field one. So, as you've probably caught up with, Craig Matheson, long-time board member of the Carlton Footy Club, found himself in a disagreement with Luke Sayers post-match on Friday night, the game you were covering, Jim, and in Sydney when they lost another game of footy. And it's had a ramification today where he has stood down and his resignation has been accepted. He was out.
What was it? What kind of altercation was it?
From what I've been told, Bill, and again, as always, these things have different versions of events, but it was basically some disgruntlement around how the team was playing.
Heated?
Yeah, in the context of
Players around? Or?
No, the way, again, other people may have different versions of this. I was told the players weren't actually privy to the heightened sense of the disagreement, but that doesn't mean other people at the footy club weren't. And it's not ideal, Jim. I mean, you've run a footy club and you know what board members are like at certain points in time. And I've never known a footy club, certainly in AFL land, to never have a board that doesn't think it knows more than the coach at certain points of stress. And I'd imagine that was a subject of it.
Yeah, but after the game, directors are to be seen and not heard. There's no place for a director to be, you know, if that's what he did, to be running off at the mouth about what's just happened on the field.
Now, Craig's his own.
Nothing's to... No good comes of that.
Yep. Craig's his own man, but he is the nephew of Bruce Matheson, who has pumped in pokey machines and money is attached to it.
Still is?
Yeah, they've still got the connections to it, as far as I can tell, Bill, yeah. Now, again, that's a business transaction. I'm assuming Bruce has made some good money on that business transaction as well. But, yeah, I mean, it's the name again that was only a month ago publicly prepared to slag off at certain people in the footy club. And I'll tell you what, Brian Cook obviously felt he was coming into that club a couple of seasons ago, not to just have his farewell to football, but there's no way he thought what was about to unfold was on his doorstep, because it's a mess. And as we know, the last 7 weeks have only seen one win against West Coast, and the win prior to that was against North Melbourne.
And the timing of the chairman heading overseas, if that is in fact happening, you are more than entitled to go overseas.
Absolutely.
You don't want it to happen right when, you know, the flames are licking you.
Yeah.
No fault of his, and apparently if it is happening, there's family reasons for it.
Yeah, there are family reasons,
It's just one of those ones where you can be stung by timing.
Well, we know some media narratives around that would have that as a World War III, wouldn't they, at certain points in time. So, yeah, I'm not massive on that as much as some people.
No, I'm not either.
But I think it's a valid argument now. Yeah, the club is hemorrhaging at all levels. And, look, we discussed it on Saturday, on the Saturday rub, that the conversations, just phone call-wise, guys post-match Friday night and against Saturday morning, they're ramping up to a point where something will break. And it has broken, so to speak, in terms of Matheson coming off. So, Bill, you touched on the match review office decisions.
Three appeals.
So Luke Park, Jago O'Meara, Adam Chira, as you said, all taking on dangerous tackle suspensions.
What are they doing, Damien?
They are taking on the tackle.
Appealing?
They are appealing. I laugh when you did that in the first segment. I didn't think it was that funny to back over it, though.
No. Because it wasn't that funny.
Dane Zorko.
As we speak, and as you know, it's, we go to air live on this show, we don't yet know what the match of the office may do. Look, I watched it on TV, and I did see a hand around the eye of Pedler. Now, he seemed to quickly stop doing what he was doing, and I didn't have much of a reaction beyond that. I did rewind it just to see check what I saw. So it's not ideal, but I think he checked himself just enough time to maybe get away with something that could have been nasty.
I had no inkling at all to try and do that when you played footy.
Doesn't make sense.
Never come into your mind.
Now, there's a white line fever component to Dane that he's utilised really, really well to be a really good player, a four-time best and fairest winner, all exactly. Australian. Still a leader despite not having a C next to his name, but there's also been some moments. And again, I don't want to put this one in just yet, but there's been some moments that he'd like back, I think, over the journey.
So I think I'm right in saying that there have been 26 suspensions this year, and 17 of them have been the dangerous tackle.
Yeah.
So it's got to get through to the players at some stage that you've just got to stop doing it.
Yeah.
Even getting close to it.
And I've been really critical, as I think we all have, and you have, Jim, too, on the constant narrative and messaging from the match review into the tribunal.
Yep.
I've got to give them full ticks for this one this year. On the isolation of the dangerous tackle, I don't think there's any confusion or ambiguity now on what is and what isn't. And I think there are in other parts of the game, but I'd be surprised on what we've seen this year if any of those three were to get off.
Yes.
Now,
no, I agree.
We know they also throw a curveball in. Just before we move on to some positives, Jim, Mark McGowan resigning from the parliamentary system in WA.
Exhausted. Is that what he... I thought it was it ran itself over there, didn't it?
Well, he's got 47 seats out of the 59 seat chamber. So
I thought that was
what's
a state
doing?
That pretty much ran itself.
Seemed to.
He could just stay there.
Let's hope it's catching.
Well, what are you saying, Jim?
Let's hope
Luke Darcy had some strong words on the premier of this state.
Others
on Friday
around
night.
Think that might be a good idea and follow suit. Now, purple. Positives, where are you starting? Because there were lots.
It's hard to not start with James Sicily in what he did on the game Triple M called on Saturday, captain of Hawthorn playing against St Kilda. The 43 touches he had and the way he controlled it. And, I mean, again, you brought it to our listeners as it happened. But to put in context of one of the games of the season, we came off round 10 and we thought Zach Butters may have that mantle. Well, I think there'll be enough people now to say that James Sicily, and just again, for those who haven't caught up, he has been also match review office assessed to have hit Caminiti in a way that's going to keep him out for a game against Port Adelaide this week, and he and his club have accepted that. But yeah, fantastic performance from
40 possessions at centre half back.
42, wasn't it?
Ridiculous.
42. Well done to the Hawks too on the back of that, of course.
Yep. Coming off the 116 win against West Coast and then kicking last five goals against the Saints. Look, Jordan De Goey is putting together some sort of season. You think of a round of footy dependent upon who a team plays. And when Collingwood plays North Melbourne, you do factor that in. But yet again, he's got himself in not just the Collingwood best players, but best on the ground.
Bill's taking responsibility for his season. He ran into him at a pub and Bill dagged him. Basically dried him for about an hour.
Got him to sign a couple of things.
Yeah. Jordy was trying to mind his own business and every time he turned around, Bill was there with,
He loved it.
Bill's claiming his season.
Which was this establishment, Bill?
No, this was a house party.
Oh, house party.
We were in the house.
Yes. Having a few prees, were you?
We were prees before we went out.
Where'd you go out after that?
We just go to, we like to, what? Go to places.
Bon.
I'm trying to find the Brownlow.
He's having a cracking season, no doubt about it.
He's third or fourth in the Brownlow.
Is he that high? Yep. I think he deserves to be.
Nick Dacos.
Yep.
The Bont.
The Bont will be there.
Petrarca.
Butters will be there.
Butters, and then Geordie.
And it's a full credit to him, isn't it, given what he's been through and how he's had to work through all of that. Adelaide Crows, too, just collectively, but again, the usual names aren't there. Jordan Dawson, Rory Laird, Rankin is putting together a nice season, isn't he? And the points of difference that both he and Rochelle offer, Bill, I mean, you know the way finals systems work in the AFL system, and you've got to have a point of difference if you're going to go the whole way, don't you? Just to get through the final series and you can be conservative, you can be consistent, and they are that when they look good, but they've got some real sizzle
star
up there.
Star factor yeah. about them. They kick goals when needed, and those two can.
They right. do.
We're going to get more positives out of you next. We need to get to a break, but we'll finish the positives and then swing over to the dark side.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Never have I watched a full episode of Steinfeld. Is it Steinfeld?
What's it? Steinfeld.
Seinfeld? Seinfeld.
Damien Barrett is stuck around. JB, some more positives yes. from round 11.
Go with, we will. We'll go to Gold Coast and Matty Rell's performance going head-to-head against Marcus Bontempelli, and particularly when the game had to be won, Bill, in the yep. in the third and fourth quarters, he more than held his own. And Bont was still good for the Bulldogs, which he always is, but it was you'd like to hope it's a changing of the fortune type of result for the Gold Coast yep, Suns. We've talked about that before. We haven't seen it backed up, and they've got the Crows up there again. They're staying the week in Darwin. So if they do back it up, I think we'll have reason to stand up and take notice. If
they love don't, those conditions.
They
any
do.
Time that it's hot and wet, they just love it.
Yeah.
It worked for them.
It was good. And look, I'm not one to feel umpires have an adverse effect on outcomes as a rule, but they didn't work in their favour in that particular game was my observation on that particularly late. But they weathered all of that. And there's a guy by the name of Bailey Humphrey, Bill, who other people have
from
been
Maui.
Saying for a long time now. Don't discount him in this already high-end race for the Rising Star. Now, we've seen that Ashcroft is leading yes. that, and then Sheezel's had his moments. Yes. And from last year where Mitch Owens had played a couple of games of footy last year, still qualifying for this year's Rising Star. But he's doing enough now to put himself right in. With a half a season remaining, it's a
goal.
Good race.
Yeah, it was a great end, goal. Wasn't it? Yeah. And boy, from Moe, he's done well.
Yeah. Hmm. You were mentioning Toby in the ad break, Bill. You were talking about Geordie DeGale having a few beers.
Yeah, there's Toby.
Did you catch up with him on the weekend somewhere as well? Because he's also in the positives of what he did mate. Against the Cats with his four first half goals, leading the GWS team to a good win.
He was sensational. Caught up with him for a little frothy at the Wolf Shed.
Pay up.
I did have, we had a bet on air. $500.
You had a bet on air?
Yeah. With Toby.
I didn't catch
it was
up with
Geelong
him.
And the Giants, so you'd reckon, I thought that was a pretty good bet. Bloody Giants win, so he can get stuff. But
he handed 500 crisp ones over, five crisp ones over.
Yeah.
To Toby.
Yeah.
I don't think he'll had a bet on footy. I don't think this happened, actually.
Well, it happened on the bar, so someone
yeah,
might have
I don't think it was Toby who did that. Just
no, it was his girlfriend, Georgia, come over and grabbed the
she
money.
She can have the bet. Yeah, I don't think Toby can.
Yeah. No, Georgia came over and grabbed the
money. That's how it would have happened, I think, Bill. Yeah.
Yeah. Or can I get the money back then?
Yes.
But if he played...
If the integrity officers are listening to this, it didn't happen, okay?
If he played for a Collingwood or a Melbourne or a big club, he could be an absolute superstar, wouldn't he?
He is anyway.
Awesome, you're right. Look, the reception that he gets, you would love to see him play regularly, as Collingwood players do, in front of 75,000. You would love to see it. But he's also equally been, I think, instrumental in that club, and the loyalty shown is immense. Luke Jackson, Jim, I know you're a massive fan, and game number 63 for him was the one he played on the weekend against Melbourne, his old team. And if game 30 was the most... important game he played prior to that, and that was the grand final of 2021. This was the most complete game, wasn't it? He's a huge effort there. And again, we've seen it now for a month. Brayshaw and Sarong beneath the best players.
No, they are both very, very good at what they do. And I must admit, I wasn't surprised by that result at all. Freo, when they get up and running, are a bloody tough opponent.
Yep. Hayden Young just tracking beautifully now. High-end draft pick many years ago, but going beautifully. And Jago Ramirez really now found his form inside that midfield operations. And just a quick one before we move on to the negatives. Nick Blakey, just what he did Friday night. I know we talked about it Saturday. But
slithered through.
He's been good in a couple of really good signs.
He was going too quick there at one stage. He was actually, feet were going too quick. And he lost
his tail.
He started,
the back end got a bit wobbly because the tail had come off.
Is that what it was?
He's just... And not right either.
No.
Chatted to him afterwards. He's not right.
And we spoke to another bloke that's not right.
Yeah. Justin McInerney.
He was good content, wasn't he?
He was good.
Yeah. But, yeah. Hope he gets back to Sydney. He's safe.
And the trash.
The little trash panda.
They're not
chucking
right.
So they're not right. There's something wrong with them, actually.
I like it. Cats, 0-3 to start the year, then 5-0 in the next five matches, and then now 0-3 again, Bill.
They win the next five.
Not since 2006 have they lost four in a row. There's problems.
Who have you got this week?
They got to play Western Bulldogs at Marvel.
Ooh, that won't be an easy
game. Then they got Melbourne. Then they got Port. So they're in a bit of trouble. They've got to win. Got to get the midfield, some semblance of something in the midfield there. Even Reece Stanley would be good. You need Danger in there. You need Cameron Guthrie in there.
And Mitchie Duncan, who's out again. I know he plays forward a bit as well. But I'd be surprised if they brought Dangerfield back for this game because of the fact that there's a bye the next week. And the plan, at least in the backs of their minds, was to do what they did last year with him, to give him all that period of time to then relaunch. But they don't have the luxury, as they did this time last year, to have wins on the board to do it. So
spot on. And then Sava went down. He's probably been the
big loss, isn't he?
Best defender.
Yep.
Just one of those years when you get injuries after injuries. Mm. So anyway, and by the way, the Giants had some injuries. So that was a bloody good win, by the
way. They did have some injuries. Yeah, obviously Kelly going down late, Himmelberg not being part of it, Taylor being out already, so and Haynes also not part of it. So, yeah, I think that evened itself out. Saints, the shine's gone off the Saints, hasn't it? Naturally enough, and 7-4, I think they'd still take that, but it's not the 5-0 start they had to the season. So it's, a few worrying signs there. We've touched on Carlton off-field as well as on-field, but the only win they've now had in the last 7 weeks is against West Coast. The one prior to that was a battle against North Melbourne. So they're the two teams sitting last
funny
and second last on the
ladder. Can't score with those two big boys, isn't it?
Mm.
Can't score
you got
goals.
A solution for them?
Connection.
Connection?
Mm. Connection.
A conduit.
And no. I was disappointed in Brisbane Lions yesterday. Again, they will be happy with how they've managed to open their season just with the three losses to this point. But when they do lose, the focus goes on Eric Hipwood, doesn't it? And Joe Danaher. Now, Joe Danaher still kicked two goals. Hipwood didn't. But, they can be pulled apart, and that will be of concern for Chris Fagan.
What about players playing for free kicks? That's coming into our game, which no one likes.
Flopping.
Like it, yeah. And it's hard on the umpires, isn't it? Because the ones in question, Bill, Max King went to ground and got a 50-metre penalty as a result of it.
Cody Waitman, two 50s.
Yeah. I think the second one, maybe more so, but the first one was very questionable. And then Cody Waitman also got a free kick late in the game, which nearly allowed the Dogs to steal that game. Mm. And again, if the umpire was to look back on that, he'd be not paying.
I told you on Saturday, it's the lineup outside of nightclub. That's the rule.
I don't mind this theory.
If the push is the not bouncer. Significant enough to take you to ground, if you're lining up outside a pub, then it shouldn't be a 50.
Mm. Mm. No, I like
Simple
it.
As that.
No. But the problem is the free kicks because they throw the head back and all that. That's what Cody did. So
just as I go, there's some hope that finally it could be resolution on the Hawthorn racism situation this week. Yeah, I know.
This week.
There was hope last week, from what I've been told from an AFL perspective, to at least get the statement out publicly. And as you know, Jim, I've got a strong view that it then in some ways only starts the legal processes that will then be undertaken by various people attached to it, both seeking recourse and also having to defend themselves from other issues. But from an AFL perspective, they spent the best part of the entire week last week and the weekend trying to get something at least out there publicly just to allow the people involved to at least have a position to work either with or backwards from. And hopefully by Friday that could be the case.
Let us hope. Great to see you. Thanks for that.
Thanks, buses. No buses this week. Now we've already got to open there in WA with Perth, and they're going to stay there for the rest of the year, I think.
Yep. Cool.
That was Damo's recovery session.
Damo joins us thanks to Bunnings for some great tax time deals and tips. Check out the latest Bunnings catalogue in store or online. It's the Rush Hour, Triple M.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Anyone watch the following here?
No.
Hey, great show. Kevin Bacon.
Kevin.
Write that down too.
Brother of Kevin. And he's very, very good.
Triple M. We've had lots of inquiries as to why Bill's voicing of his own segment at the start of the show is getting more and more manic.
Mm. Which one? Manic?
We don't really understand why. And then last week he decided to sort of dull it down. And that was even worse. Mm-hmm. So Maddie in the booth has gone to work.
Is he?
Well, I think this is just all from today's.
This today?
Yeah.
Manic
this
disorder.
This is today.
Manic disorder?
That's what I think you've got at the top of the show.
Right. Yeah.
This is just today.
This is all.
I thought we were doing the whole.
None. This is
just today.
It's a minute long from just today.
Oh, my God. Let's have a listen.
And then Freo's Yaya O'Meara is also.
You just call him Yaya?
Yeah.
Yaya O'Meara.
Rugby league?
Rugby league.
Latrell Mitchell. And another injury scare, Nathan Cleary is in doubt with the tooth infection. Oh, we've got some soccer here. Leicester City, Jim.
I know.
They won the premiership in 2016.
Oh, what sort of nick is he in?
Very good news here.
Oh, go on.
Lupton Town.
No.
What's it called?
Luton Town.
Luton Town.
Lupton.
Where's the B?
Lupton.
No Luton. B. Luton Town. 10,000 people. But also, there's a gate, and it's surrounded by houses. Two old townhouses they bought, the club bought, and they've made an entry gate.
Yes.
Sam Kerr's been a star. She scored twice. There, she has won the Women's Player of the Year. Ange Postecoglou.
Oh, my God. This is the worst start to a show.
Ange Postecoglou.
Fat, you're not well. I don't think
Billy Bunnings just rang. He said, just stick at it.
Billy Bunnings.
Yeah. There it is. He said, stick at it,
I don't
kid.
Think you're well, are
he
you?
He said,
that's not
stick
helping.
At it, kid.
You're not great anyway, but at the moment, I don't think you're feeling good.
Is we're all it? Good? No, I've got a phoner up next. This will make you feel good.
Hot Picks Brownless
coming
up next.
This will make you feel good.
It's the Rush Hour.
Brownless, he hasn't had the best of days.
Triple M.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
I want to see a crocodile eat a giraffe.
13353, Jim. Connection time. Oh, and I've been thinking about this one.
You've given this one
a lot of thought, this one, okay?
Yep.
And they'll come for it, don't worry. It's topical.
Right.
It's local.
Yes.
Water cooler stuff. They'll stand around and talk about it, Jim.
Water cooler.
Yes. 13353, heads.
Heads.
When has the earth moved for you? Unusual.
No, Bill.
When has the earth moved for you, Jim? It happened last night. Jim?
No one's ringing.
They are.
There, not a person
will
ring.
13353. Very good prizes, Rabsy.
Absolutely. We have a $200 Crown dining voucher to give away.
Speaking
you can use
of
a Jing Tai, Coco Silks, Bistro G in the pub.
Bill.
I thought the earth was going to move there, but it's dining. Dining. When has the earth moved for you?
You've got to give these topics more thought.
I have.
Just because we had an earthquake at 11:15.
That's it, Jim.
When has the earth moved for you?
For you, yes.
Unusual.
Maybe.
There's not a person ringing.
Now, Will, when has the earth moved for you? Jimmy, they want that crown voucher, dining.
Surprise.
The earth would move if it wasn't dining. It'd be nice if it was Crown Towers or something.
Oh, we're not doing this.
Yeah.
Crown dining experience, unbelievable.
No.
Oh, look at him.
Great food, cold drinks, excitement of live sport at Crown. Catch every bounce on the mega screen at the pub. There's no place like Crown. 13353, when's the earth moved? Unusual for you.
That's it.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Shouldn't make fun of people who can't talk.
Never wonder if you're in the right business, Bill.
Right now, your chance to win a $200 Crown dining voucher.
Yeah.
I'll get this credit out again because the prize is amazing. Experience great food, cold drinks, and the excitement of live sport at Crown. Catch every bounce of the mega screen at the pub. There's no place like Crown. Crown practices the responsible service of alcohol. Drink responsibly. Great prize. Great phone.
It is. The pub is a beauty too. Big screens there. All go to Coco. When has the earth moved for you, Jim? Unusual. It did last night. There it is.
I cannot believe anyone has called us.
Neither can I.
Or Des is.
I wasn't sure about it.
Des is on the line from West Meadows. Des.
Hi, boys. How are you?
What happened, Des?
What happened? I was a butcher at Richmond, Victoria Street, Richmond.
Mm-hmm.
I was 18 and Mrs. Gunn used to come in every week and get her meat.
Yep.
And then her granddaughter come in one day.
Ooh.
And she was very nice. And I said to her, can I take your granddaughter out? And she said, no way. She wanted like a solicitor or somebody to marry her.
Yeah.
And her husband come in the following week, and I asked him, and he had a few sherbets, and I'm picking up the meat. And so I give him the meat, and I said, can I take your granddaughter out? He said, leave it with me.
Oh.
But when he got home, the phone rang. It was Maria on the phone.
Yep.
And I took her out.
Yes.
We got married.
Oh.
We've had 3 kids, 10 grandchildren, and 11 great-grandchildren.
Oh, fantastic.
Des. Awesome.
And the old butcher got it.
That's it. He eventually got there, Bill.
And I've never looked back since.
No, you haven't. Good on you.
Well done, Des. Love
Mrs.
that.
Mrs. Gunn's granddaughter.
Yeah,
you got?
Good.
Yeah, well done.
All right. The earth moved for Des.
It did. Bloody oath.
Jeff's in Hampton Parkville.
Jeffrey.
Hey, boys, how are we going?
What did you do, Jeffrey?
couple of years ago. It won't take as long as that, fella, but a couple of years ago, I was got sent down a half back to sort of look after things, and kick came into the forward line. I just jumped on this bloke's head and hit the ground pretty hard, and I'll tell you what, the ground shook when I hit the ground.
Taking a hanger. Who for? Hampton Rovers, yeah?
Yeah, that's it, mate. We flogged Caulfield that day, so it was good.
And the earth moved.
Stay there, Jeff. That's quality. Yeah. Bill's in Castlemaine.
G'day, Bill.
Hey, boys. Love the show.
Yeah, good on you, Bill.
Earth move unusual for you, Bill?
About 10 years ago, I flew up to Sydney with my boss on a business trip. We flew back into Melbourne. Just got back in the airport and was walking through the airport there, and Jennifer Hawkins walked past me in civvies. And the earth certainly moved, and absolutely stunning.
In civvies. It's
in civvies.
what is this phone number?
No, we don't know.
We're not sure.
Bill's just come up with it and just seen what's come through.
There's a couple of weird, different
Yeah, different interpretations.
Interpretations.
All right. Gav's in Avalon. Hello, Gav.
Des got it. Gav.
Yeah, I just wanted to point out that the earthquake certainly hit down here in Geelong, actually. You'll notice that Cadinia Park on Saturday knocked all the seats out of that shit. Oh,
Todd, you
look at a picture on the weekend, Bill. What a beautiful sight. It looks like they're playing at the local skate park down there. And what a performance by your boys, too. Sam De Koning was so embarrassed he couldn't show his face. And how cowardly fat old Billy Gutless. You didn't want to front up on air, bet 500 with Toby Green on the show, despite the Giants paying 20-1. But then knowing you, you'll probably turn up for the Giants reunion for that win next year. Then also, while I've got your ridiculous acronyms, how is that ad still on radio? I keep hearing it rolling around. It reflects poorly on Ringwood Mazda, but especially you, Bill. Your brand is terminal. I've got one more acronym for you.
What?
G-U-O-B-Y-F-S.
What is
Give
it?
Give up on broadcasting, you fat smack.
And he's gone. Wasn't bad, that one.
Up wasn't on bad, broadcasting, that one. You fat smack.
Fat smack. He can't say that. Look, he's gone.
How
see?
Good is he? He is
Give
the best.
Give up on broadcasting, you fat smack. Come on, Todd. All right, we've got to find a prize.
I'm sorry, he is the best ever. Des, get something.
Well, I don't know if he wants to go to Crown or where. What do you want to do, Des?
Whatever you give me, boys, I'm happy with.
Do you want to take Mrs. Gunn's granddaughter to Crown, to one of the restaurants there?
That'd be lovely, mate.
Of course he does.
Yes. Absolutely. $200 dining voucher for Crown, mate. Jing Tai, Coco Silks, Bistro G, or the pub. Enjoy that, Des.
Thank you, mate.
Well done, Des.
Well done, Des.
Oh, that was nice.
Oh, I like it. Des. Good work,
not
Des.
Not bad, except for the last caller.
Todd would have taken a prize if he dug around.
Gav. Gav in Avalon. I should have known.
Bill's 5 at 5:05.
Coming up next, have we?
Yes, it's the Rush Hour on Triple M.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Yeah, you're just an old man lover.
Yep.
I love big saggy balls.
I go. Not far away from chatting to Justin Langer, of course, legend of cricket in this country, and he's heading over for Channel 7 to do the Test Cricket Championship at the Oval, so we're about 20 minutes away from speaking.
Okay, but something very, very popular on this station, on this show, is Billy's 5 at 5:05.
On Triple M's Rush Hour, this is Bizarre. It's Billy's unique look at the other side of footy.
Very good today, Jim.
Well, you haven't done it yet.
No, it is. Yes. Very good today, right, Jim.
Let's go with the 5 at 5:05.
What's at number 5, Fat?
What about our man Rabsy branching out, Jimmy boy? Does a good job here and does a bit of a producing. But now a boundary rider. Problem is, the host actually didn't know his name.
Chris Johnson, Tim Solly. Ryan Warren. Oh. Never really called him Ryan before. Jack Heron, that's your Saturday call team.
Just Rabs.
Just Rabsy.
Yeah.
Works for me. I had to think about what his name was for a second. I just always called him Rabs.
Come on, Jack. He just stopped for a minute, didn't he?
He did.
Mm-hmm. But.
Bit of craft there from Jack, I think.
No, it wasn't. He looked at you and he's gone, Jesus, who's he? He's just had his wisdom teeth out.
Yeah.
But we want to have a listen to his craft. This is, have a listen to Rabsy.
Is there some craft?
Not bad on the boundary, yes.
We might head down the stairs. Bob Jane, TMH Cats up with Rabs. A little injury update. Sean Darcy.
Yeah, Sean Darcy, unfortunately out of the game, injured his right hamstring in a marking contest on the far wing with Tom McDonald. So he's been subbed out of the game. Chris Johnson, very close to being subbed out of this game as well with a pie-related incident. You right, Jono?
Yeah, I'm with you. So I'm back. I'm back.
Poor old Jono had a pie. He has trouble eating food, doesn't he, Jono?
The Nazi got him a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah, not bad, Raps. That was all right. Good work.
Decent. Yes.
How about number four, Bins?
What about Nath? Oh, Nath, can he find a list? He gets on Nuff-Nuff, yes. And he gets on this list here. And he's getting a bit cocky because the fight the other night between Belcho and Moons, and they asked Nath who he would take on in a fight.
We saw a football stout Wednesday night, Cameron Mooney taking on Tom Belchamers. Nate, I'll start with you. Choose one person in the football industry of a similar weight division to you.
James Brayshaw.
You haven't let me finish. That you think you could go into a ring and
beat.
I box
with him most Tuesdays.
Right, so you think you could take JB?
Absolutely. One hand tied behind my back.
He tells us he's got craft.
No, he hasn't. He's a bit sloppy.
Well, it's true, because I haven't been able to do it for a while. I got the injured wrist.
Oh, have
but
you?
Bill, I'm not fighting anybody.
No.
Nobody.
What about little Nath?
No one.
Hey?
No interest in getting punched in the head by anybody.
Well,
why would you want to?
For money. So he was up and about. Little Nath was up and about, but I think he had to think about it, and he backed down a little bit, didn't he?
Brayshaw's bit better than what I said, too.
The cover off at the end. Ah, Nath. We might have a look at Nath in the next one, too.
What's at number three, Cocco?
I tell you what we love here is a pile on. A pile on, Jim.
Yes, a pile on.
Yeah, pile on. That's it. Not a post, a pile on. When something's happening, and Brian loves it more than others. He just jumps on and on. And you're calling the St Kilda game featuring Dan Butler, who Nath Brown thinks he looks like.
Dan Butler, of course, a man Nath Brown thinks looks like him, so therefore he thinks he's a good-looking man. This shows how vacuous Brownie is.
Vacuous.
We're back in the middle of this arena. Chris, will you have a look at him?
Here he is.
Nath says he's a good-looking man, and it's because Nath thinks he looks like Dan.
I don't think Nath looks like him.
I don't either. His thinking.
Oh, what does he like about him?
And Dan Butler's actually faced moves occasionally as well.
He's half ripped.
Yep. He also gets along with people.
Yeah. Talks to people.
Not socially awkward, Dan, from what I hear.
Brains. Butler.
He does it.
35 metres out.
Pile on.
Kicks on the way, misses to the right.
Sniffs out a pile on BT.
He can contribute to one.
And Brian loves it, doesn't he? Just thinks. You can see him thinking.
I've got something to add.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
He does think that, by the way, Nath.
What?
That he looks exactly like Dan Butler.
And he doesn't.
No.
No, he does not.
Give us number two, Smack.
What about Jay-Z? We love Jay-Z, and we'll play this to him on Wednesday when he comes in. But he was interviewing Pendles. Oh, and he loves Pendles, of course. And he asked not one, but two weird personal questions.
How's the eyeball management, Scotty? So can you tell us, you got your eyeball squished and then you missed a game, you had stitches, I'm not sure, was it in your eyeball or in your sort of eye area? And what's the maintenance been like since, or what have you had to do to it since every day?
Is that the end of the question?
Righto, mate. Yeah.
Scotty, he was on fire, Scotty.
Yes.
Was there another weird question?
I actually had my last drops yesterday, so I was on drops for a month. I had surgery on my eyeball. I had to go in and put four stitches on the eyeball, so it's not great when you can't get knocked out for that. So you're sitting there when they stick a needle in and stuff like that. So
how do you sleep?
On my back usually. That's how I sleep. It's a bit of a weird question too, Jack.
That's what the court orders there for.
No, but if you got stitches in your eyeball, was it annoying to blink or sleep? Shut your eyes.
Jay, can you shut up?
Anyone else got one on their voice?
He was good, Scotty. He was really good.
And he was as good as Jay-Z was.
It wasn't. Yeah, exactly right. Good one, Jim.
What do you got at number one, Bill?
Our old mate Ross Lyon. We love Roscoe. We had him on the Sunday Rub after he'd been on the other stations, Jim.
Even though he's back as a senior coach, we still consider him to be a family member. Ross Lyon, have you got us?
Oh, I love that. I love that, James. Like,
We had a cultural immersion during the week, and Kudja spoke. He come down within the Aboriginal community, and he spoke about his wider family. And his mum said, "There's no step here. The only steps are into the house." So it's great to hear that I'm still connected. I'm still part of the Triple M family and your Yawa, your journey, right?
No doubt about it. And I noticed you, because we were waiting for you, you had other media commitments. Other radio mobs boring the crap out of you, Roscoe.
I was exhausting. I was speaking about X's and O's and dynamic. I was like, geez, where's the fun, guys?
I don't know if we asked a footy question.
No, I don't think we did in the whole interview.
Exactly.
But when my nephew Andy was at Freo under Ross, that's what he always used to say. He's a much funnier bloke than people realise.
And we didn't know that.
Nope.
And then it took him to come into the press box.
Yes.
And we saw him.
Oh, he's brilliant.
So should past coaches do that?
Yes. Dimmer. Come and do some commentary and he'd be great.
He would be great.
Well, firstly, his insight would be amazing.
No,
but secondly, he's got good humour too.
He has.
Remember Spud?
Oh, yeah.
When he left Richmond, came and worked with us and he loved it.
Yeah, Dimmer would be a good one.
He would be very good.
Ewan, yes.
Bring him.
Ewan, exactly. There you go. Very nice. Thank you. Bunnings?
Yes.
Yeah, we'll give Bunnings some more love.
Well done, Raps. Good craft.
Well, thank you, Bill. A spot has opened up on TV.
Oh, yes.
Breakfast television.
There's only one man here that could do it.
That is true.
Me.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
So then he yelled at the bird yelled back with infinities.
Profanities.
Write
that down, please.
Australian cricket legend Justin Langer, not too far away. The ICC Test Championship final will be available and free on 7 and 7 Plus. Our man JB is going to be there.
He will. Speaking of 7, this came across my desk. Presenters in line to replace David Koch on Sunrise.
After 21 years.
Exactly.
Koshy.
Two more weeks and he's out of there.
Wow. That's a bloody good effort, by the way.
It is.
Getting up that early for 21 years.
I think he gets up at 2:30.
Yeah, I don't know.
For a 6 o'clock show.
That is a bloody good effort.
This is Jackie Epstein, Jimmy boy. So she's saying who might succeed him.
Yes.
Chris Brown, who's moved across to Channel 7.
That's a nice piece of timing.
Nice.
Your man. Very nice fella.
Exactly. Matt Shervington.
Oh, Shervo.
Yes. Matt Doran, who hosts Weekend Sunrise.
Mm-hmm.
Or Melbourne-based host of footy and cricket, James Brayshaw, who first started with the network in 1996, Jim. So you're in it.
You have just made that up,
look,
that last bit.
James Brayshaw, who the typing's a bit different. But, you could be good. There's a lot of money in it. It'd be all right, Jim. You could do this.
The only benefit of doing it is I wouldn't have to do this with you.
No, you still do this.
Oh,
you still do this, yes.
So work both ends of the day, you reckon?
6 a.m., how would you go with that?
No.
No.
Not good at all.
You're not a morning person.
Well, you can ask Rosie Walton, actually, because we worked on Breakfast Radio at this station for many years together.
Yes, you did.
And Hose will, if she was in here, attest to the fact that I wasn't good at all.
What was Hose like in the...
Great. Yeah. Well, see, what used to happen was we had half the crew in Sydney.
That's right. Yep.
And Bridge and myself down here, and then Hose used to do what Rabs is doing, basically. She was great.
How would you go? Because you've got to joke around with all the peers and the people there when you go out to crisis, like the floods or something like that. How would you go there?
Well, I'm great with people.
The wacky weatherman.
Weatherman.
The cash cow.
Is that like a Leatherman?
Have you seen the cash cow? He's fun and you'd have to along with him.
I can do wacky.
Oh, no, you can't. You cannot.
Yes.
Tell good jokes like this one. Ever listen, Koshy?
A woman was found dead outside Harvey Norman with bite marks on her neck. They think Kelvinator.
That's in your sort of realm.
No, that's worse than that one. Or really connect with your audience.
Yep.
How would you like to go cruising?
Oh, that would be fantastic.
Go to your front door, Christine.
Tell us who you're going to take.
I'm going to take my husband.
Oh, why?
he's got terminal cancer.
Oh,
jeez, probably.
Bill, I don't know whether we'd be pulling that bit of audio out.
But Channel 7, of course, Kerry Stokes, you'd go along and you'd have to host the annual telethons. You love doing stuff like
yes.
that.
Yes.
So that's all you. Right up your alley, this.
Made one appearance on the telethon.
And what happened there? Why aren't you back?
I don't think they approved.
Well, what? Your handling?
Took the piss a bit, Bill. Yeah, well, it was late at night. It was about 11. Jim. Never got invited back.
Good move. Not bad move, that. So what'd you think about it?
No, Bill, it's not. Oh, look, it's flattering that Jackie didn't write that.
That she did.
No, she did.
Jack wrote that. There it is there.
Did not write
the
that.
The font's a bit different.
You have added that bit down the bottom, and I think Koshy's safe.
Koshy. No, well, he's only got 2 weeks. Chris Brown might be the one.
No,
but
handsome actually, and...
JL on no?
We'll charismatic.
Ask, we'll ask JL. Yes.
Well, JB will be a part of Channel 7's cricket coverage.
Yes.
And we chat to JL next on the Rush Hour, Triple M.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Here we go. Don't miss your chance to see Europe's best football teams battle it out. Even battle it out.
Right now, we're joined by Australian cricket legend Justin Langer, who's heading over for Channel 7 to cover the ICC World Test Championship final.
Our next guest loves playing England.
Justin Langer has smashed it to the boundary. He's gone from 95 to his century. That's his 13th century in Test match cricket.
And coaching against them.
Marvellous scenes. Australia retain the Ashes.
Now he's heading back to the motherland for the World Test Championship final as Australia takes on India. Please welcome Justin Langer.
Excited to have him on too because, of course, the World Test Championship final is being played at the Oval. It'll be live on the screens of Seven.
Yes.
And when are you heading off, please, JL?
I'm leaving Saturday night. James, after the footy, so I arrived Sunday morning. And besides the World Test Championship, it was going to be a great entree to the Ashes. It's at one of my favourite grounds. Lords is my favourite ground on earth, but the Oval also is a magnificent place to play cricket. It should be a great game.
Would have got a few hundreds there, JL.
Yeah, I must admit, I probably sounding like a bit of a knob for saying it, because it's true. I did get a few hundreds there. There's no better, besides Adelaide Oval, there is no better place to bat in the world than the Oval. So for those Indian and Australian batsmen who get in, they will be licking their lips, certainly for the first 3 days or so anyway.
So I'm in England in 2001 for the Ashes series. Fifth test at the Oval. JL comes in for his first test of the series.
Yes.
So he'd been just pestular for the previous two and a half months because he wasn't playing, so he's just running around annoying people. Then he comes into this team and makes 100 in that test. That was the start of the Hayden Langer partnership.
Ooh.
But also got cracked on the head by Andy Caddick and laid down for about 8 minutes, stopped the game, and I'm watching going, is there any danger of this bloke using the thing he's got in his hands? What about hitting the ball? That's about the eighth time you'd been hit in the head.
Bryce, you know my mum very well, my past mum, of course. And what happened after that, I'll never forget, because I've gone down. I've got 100. I thought I'd never play for Australia again. Michael Slater dropped for the last test match. I go out my mate, and I thought it was a token gesture. Last time I'd play for Australia. Anyway, I get 100, and then I get knocked, as you said, by Caddick. I've got blood come out of my ear and my mouth and da-da-da-da. I go upstairs at the Oval, and just before I go have this brain scan, the manager, Steve Bernard, goes, oh, mate, I'll just ring your mum and dad in Perth, and I'll be worried. And I get on the phone to my mum, and I'm like, are you okay, darling? Am I okay, mum? I've got 100 test match. I'm back. Don't worry about me, mum. Don't worry about me. They'll be all worried about the blood and shit. But I'll tell you what, mum, I'm back. I'm playing test cricket again. It's the last thing you need to worry about, a little bruise on the side of my head.
See, tough. That's all we liked about him. He was tough. What about that? Because if you were playing today, in today's cricket, you wouldn't play a lot of cricket, I reckon, JL. You got hit a few times.
Yeah, I did. In my 100th test match, I got hit first ball of the match and played no more part in. I got a really bad run from Nattini. It was funny. We were talking before off air. I had dinner with Kerry Packer one night, the great, late, great Kerry Packer. And at the end of the night, he was talking us about, you know, how luck is important in life. The old Richie Beno theory, you know, theory luck's important. And he talks about his great-grandfather found a 10-pound note at the Hobart races. And if it wasn't for that 10-pound note, we wouldn't be sitting in this bloody house tonight. And he talks about 2 minutes later, he's talking about his dad and the printing press and how Women's Weekly was formed. And if it wasn't for luck and right place at the right time, boys, we would not be sitting here tonight. It's just all bloody luck. And then he's got a cigarette in his left hand.
Yes.
He slaps me on my left shoulder because I was sitting next to him at his dinner table.
Yeah.
He goes to me, you had a bit of luck in your life, haven't you, young fella? I said, oh, yes, Mr. Pack, I'm the luckiest bloke in the world. He goes, your luck in life. Lucky they invented helmets, or you'd be dead.
He said, lucky they invented helmets, or you'd be dead.
That's what he said. I wasn't sure I could say it or not. Said. But anyway, you put it in. That's what he said to me. At which point, Hayden and Steve Waugh and Brett Lee and Shane Watson were having a deal with that. All fell off it, fell on the floor laughing their heads off. Yeah. So what a, but it's true, mate. It's a very different world now, and it's important that we're looking after people with concussion, but it's certainly a different world.
Well, and the other reason you got hit so regularly is at about 3'10", half volley was whizzing around your ears. provided them with a reasonable target.
Actually, I've got a couple of personal questions while we're getting personal with Justin
Lang. How small he is?
No, well, no.
You can go there. You don't have to be
statue
worried about it.
Size.
How do you two clowns get away with this? Has got me absolutely
number
rooted.
One. Anyway, mate. Number one over here. Hey, who's the better batsman, James Brayshaw or Greg Blewett? We've got a little thing going on here.
Well, the only thing you would say is that Greg Blewett, our great mate, did play Test cricket scored some Test hundreds. That probably says it all, I would say.
Righto. And who's the better bloke?
Gee whiz, mate, they're both rippers.
If there's any hesitation in you, you little bloody answer it properly.
Look, for everyone who knows, Bray, and I hate to admit this, it actually hurts me saying it publicly, but Bray is one of my best mates, believe it. I think he's one of the biggest knobs on earth, but he's one of my best mates. So, you know, he gets the ding-ding for the... For the better bloke. Oh, not that Greg Blewett's not a great bloke. No. He's a ripper, but
this is not as good. This is what I keep telling people.
We didn't think he was going to go that way, to be honest, did we?
He is a great bloke.
But generally,
not as good a bloke as me.
If we go for the third, we've got the better player, so you go Blewett. Better bloke, you say, I've got to say that. He's my best mate. But third, more handsome.
Yes.
Oh, mate, Blewett by a mile.
You're joking.
So it's 2-1. It's 2-1 to Blewett.
Not even in the same ballpark. He's not playing in the same arena. He is a good-looking
man, Blewett.
Nah, he's got nothing. We're going to take a break. I'll tell you why.
Why?
Because next we're going to talk about the ICC World Test Champion Final.
That'll be good. That's what we got him on.
Exactly. So we're going to get to that next.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
And she says, Patty, what's happened? Patty said, oh, you won't believe it.
So not only a woeful accent, but you've stopped halfway through.
Justin Langer, Australian cricket great, has stuck around. By the way, the ICC World Test Championship final starts Wednesday, the 7th of June, live, free, and exclusive on 7 and 7 Plus, JB, the only place you can see it all.
Yes. All right, so the Australian team interests me, JL, with this game. I think this is going to be a cracking game, by the way, too. Unbelievably good side. Scotty Boland has to play, in my opinion.
Oh, look, one of the biggest challenges, as I see it, for both India and Australia is this preparation. You know, we've got a few guys playing over at the moment, but most of the guys, or Indians, certainly have been playing IPL cricket, which is very, very different for the fast bowlers, particularly in their prep, but also for batsmen coming into English conditions against the Duke's ball. And the Aussies are the same. We're in the middle of the footy season. They might have had some net sessions, but they've got no match practice. Mm. And I find that fascinating. I thought it was a mistake in India. They didn't play at least one practice game leading to the series, and they probably finished faster than they started. And it's going to be absolutely fascinating to me who can adapt quickest to those conditions. But I think Scotty Boland, you're right, he'll be up and about. And in English conditions, he could have a big impact on this test match and the Ashes.
Oh, I totally agree.
Will they play the four quicks?
Oh, very unlikely, Bill. I think with Cameron Green over there, but again, he's a young kid. He's only 21 or 22 years old. He's bowled a couple of overs in, you know, IPL cricket, but they want overs out of him as the all-rounder, which is very, very important. I think they'll go three quicks because they know how important Nathan Lyon is.
Yeah, exactly right.
Hazelwood interests me too. I mean, unbelievably good bowler. No one would ever say that. But he's played two test matches in two calendar years.
Yeah, and he came home from the ice. I noticed he came home from the IPA. He's had some Achilles tendons issues.
Yeah.
He's had some side issues, which are, you know, some really worrying problems for fast bowlers particularly. You see it with a lot of ruckmen or some of the bigger. We see it with Nick Nat at the moment with the Achilles tendon. They're very hard to get better, particularly the big fellas. So he had some side. He came back from the IPL with some side issues. So he's a bit of a worry for Australia. As great a bowler as he is, he hasn't played much, and they're going to have to really manage him well.
All right, I'm having a look at the running sheet here for the first day, and well, there's some experts.
Who have you got? Channel 7.
Well, we've got, of course, JL's there.
Yes.
Matty Hayden, his great mates there, the big DOS.
Yes.
Ricky Ponting is there.
Oh, good team.
Sunil Gavaskar is there.
Yes.
And my favourite JL, big Ravi Shastri.
Ravi Shastri. Last of all, the funny thing is it's going to be nice to be in the same place with him because last time we met, we were opposing head coaches of our country. So, but he's a ripping bloke. Like, he is an absolute classic. He's very dry, and he'll be he's great company and obviously very astute in calling the game of cricket.
What is the setup in the Channel 7 commentary box? So Jim's the leader, is he, JL?
No, Punda's the leader.
Now, who brings it all in and holds it together? And welcome to the ICC World Test Championship Final. Who does all that?
Oh, I'd say that'd be James's.
Oh, so you're job. The Richie. No, you're the Richie.
That's the job of a host. But when you talk about the leader of the group, Punter is undeniably the main man.
But you're
all
the host.
Just fall in behind him.
Yeah, you're the host, bud.
That's it.
Well done. How would he go hosting the breakfast show? Koshy, after about 50 years, has been the host over here of Sunrise. It's on Channel 7. How would Jim go hosting the breakfast show at 6 a.m.? And he'd have to get up at about 4, not walk in at 3 minutes or 6 and go, here I am, here I am. How would he go, JL?
Well, they'd need plenty of makeup. That's sure. That's the first thing I'd say. Yes. The second thing I'd say is it used to intrigue me for all those years when Jim was doing the breakfast radio. I said, well, how do you do it?
Yeah.
Get up, he goes, and we got to a point where I remember him saying to me, a number of going, don't worry, mate, I will never, ever be doing this ever again. Yeah. So if he comes back, he's going back on his memories of early morning wake-ups.
That'd
so,
be money.
Bill, are we being serious? Is Brace going to have a crack at that? Or
well, he's thinking about it.
No, I'm not.
You are.
It's the greatest lot of crap of all time.
He's thinking about
it, Fat's trying to get this up, and it is completely and utterly wrong.
I'll tell you where we'll be on the piss, JL. The wedding. We'll drink as much as we can and tip as much as we can out. Oh.
Well, what about here, Bill? No, he can either take over from Koshy. Or Mark McGowan, our premier, resigned 10 minutes ago. He's resigned as the premier.
Good.
So he was texting me just a minute ago. He said, I come over from the wedding. I might go and try and become the premier of West Australia.
I've told you this many times.
I'm just hearing the few little whispers around the joint.
Told you this many times. Leave the humour to me. It's not a strong suit of yours. So leave that to me.
Well, let's just see.
I'll see you over there, and we'll have a lot of fun covering this amazing test match.
It should be great fun. Seven will do a great job. And Bill?
Yes.
I'm going to get a taste of what you're going to put up with for a whole week or so, mate. I'm sorry, mate.
I know.
So I'm taking off your hands. You buy me a beer at his wedding because I'm taking off your hands for a week.
You will buy one too because I'm not paying for either of you.
We're tipping them out. Tipping them all
the
out.
First time. Bill, you were asking me about Brayshaw and Blewett.
Don't you dare buy a beer.
They're not too tight of blokes.
Blewett, yes. Don't you ever level that at me.
No, Jim, you're actually not too bad.
Very good.
Yes. Anyway.
Looking forward to it. See you, Billy. Go the West Coast Eagles. I'll speak to you guys later.
Oh, the West Coast Eagles. Well, yeah.
Justin Langer, the Australian cricket great on the rush hour. By the way, the ICC Test Championship Final kicks off 7 of June on 7 and 7 Plus.
Do you want to watch Billy's joke?
Look at him. He's now in the fetal position because he knows how appalling that is.
Just follow Triple M Rush Hour on Instagram and you can see Billy's joke every day.
We've got some big guests coming up.
Who we got?
Wednesday, the King, Wally Lewis.
on Wednesday.
Well, because, of course,
the State of Origin in Adelaide, not sold out yet.
The Rugby League.
Yep.
So that's coming up. Can't wait for that. And Koshy tomorrow.
Koshy!
Not doing breakfast TV anymore.
And you're going to do it.
No.
Yes.
Not.
Because, I might then.
Well, you better get his name right.
Port Adelaide chairman, David Koch, tells Michael
Koch,
sorry.
David Koch.
Yeah. Sam used to go with that. That was just following on
from
following
Sam.
Yeah, exactly.
Right,
yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
Now, Bill.
Yes.
Last week, five.
Good ones.
From five.
Was it?
Yep. Woolly Bully, five straight times.
There was something going on between you two got together, which isn't nice.
The jokes just weren't any good.
Again, it was bullying.
And then you came, the fruity one, you repeated one that you've told three times already.
Yes.
And then didn't tell it properly.
What didn't I tell properly?
Punchline.
Punchline right. of the brick.
Which is
they started as boys and then they were girls and then you got the names wrong and
then gave up.
I don't know if I did.
You
but just, anyway.
You gave up.
All
so
right, then.
Let's, new week.
New week.
Here we go.
End the day with a laugh. This is Billy's Joke. For some great tax time deals and tips, check out the latest Bunnings catalogue in store or online.
New week,
this is
new
good.
Joke,
yes.
New sponsor for some great tax time deals and tips. Check out the latest Bunnings catalogue in stores or online. Got to get you in a green apron.
Just get in there for the best deals. They'll beat anyone by 10%.
All right,
they still do that.
Yeah,
good.
So joke.
It was like when I went to Bunnings, I should have told that one, but I did last week. Remember,
like said, no one knows what he's saying now.
I was in a Bunnings. The bloke came up to me and said, "You look like you need decking." But I got in there, Jim. I got in there first.
Oh, my God.
That was because of our friends at Bunnings.
So here we go.
Righto, lucky on bilingual too, Jim. Oh. You know what that means? Jim?
Yes, I know what that means.
What does it mean?
It means you can speak two languages.
That's it, because I've got a German joke.
Oh, no. This is not good.
What is the German word for bra?
What?
Stop them from flopping. Jim.
What?
Look at him. He doesn't know what to
say.
Apparently it is. I don't know.
You just heard that.
I just heard that.
And good thing you're bilingual.
Stop them from flopping.
Yeah, no, I get it.
Bit of a Greek or Italian.
I tell you, I cannot get on the plane to London quick enough.
Oh, you got another week of this, Jim. You got another
four.
Righto,
four, Brad. And then we're done.
No, you're back.
No, stop it from flopping.
Look at him claiming that.
Someone sent it to me.
Did they?
No, I make them up.
Do you make them up?
On the way in to work, I make them up.
All right. Another disappointing show comes to an end.
I'll see you in tomorrow, maybe.
Have some of that, buddy.
Yeah. Oh, they're happy.